We'll conclude today's program with another in our series of voices from the Vermont Folklife Center's Traditional Arts Apprenticeship Program. That program started 20 years ago, and since then, it's underwritten apprenticeships in a wide range of arts. But its initial focus was on preserving Vermont's Native American culture. Among the first apprentices was a woman who set out to learn the traditional basket making of her ancestors. She's now a master herself and teaches the skills she learned 2 decades ago.
I'm Jean A. Brink. I'm Abenaki or Abenaki. I am a master ash, splint, and sweetgrass basket maker. My grandmother, my great aunt, my great grandmother were all basket makers. When I was in my early 40s, I decided I didn't want that tradition to end in my family. I became an apprentice when the program started 20 years ago with master basket makers Sophie Nolet from Odonak, Quebec, Canada, on the reservation at Odonak. I became a master basket maker, and since then I have had 23 apprentices. All of my apprentices have been Abenaki. I've always known that I was Abenaki, or my grandmother said Abenaki. She also spoke Abenaki. They didn't teach the basket making or the language to my mother's generation because they wanted them to be acculturated. The language right now is down to fewer than 10 speakers in the whole world. Being able to make baskets and carry on that tradition, I felt was a connection to my grandmother and also my great-grandmother and so on down the line.